Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Catherine Cohen.
It's Patrick Regan.
And this is an episode of Seek Treatment.
Of Seek Treatment.
A podcast about boys.
And sex.
Fucking. Dating.
Dating. And love.
And love.
Whether that be same-sex love or any other kind of love that might be out there.
A love that, because on this podcast, we believe that love is love. And whose holes you want to lick doesn't matter to us. It was so funny. Yesterday, the other day, Brian and I were 69ing, one of our favorite activities.
Of course.
And he like, later in the day, he was like giggling to himself. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's just funny. We were just sort of like sitting there licking each other's holes for so long.
I know. Do you lick his butt? Like when you do that?
Yeah, sometimes. Usually when we 69, I alternate between licking by having his dick like in my throat, which can sometimes be difficult in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll lick his asshole, which he's addicted to.
Yeah.
It's almost too powerful. I have to use it gently.
I totally get what you mean.
I also like, it's not that I don't like doing it, but it feels like a special occasion. So I need to like.
Yeah, you need to parse it out or else I'll get too used to it.
I feel the same way I do about like when someone says spit in my mouth, which is like sometimes. Oh,
I do not like that.
So sometimes to me, I'm like, this is heaven. I'm so into this. And sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do that at all. And sometimes I feel that way about, I actually don't feel that way about eating ass. I don't know what I mean. Just sometimes it's like, sometimes I'm in the mood. You know what? Sometimes I'm in the mood for just like good old fashioned vanilla, sweet cream, vanilla latte. Wait, let me see what you're saying to me. Oh, that's so hot.
I've had a couple of like really hot experiences lately.
Oh my god!
Face fucked.
I love being face fucked. It is really
by the right person. It could be really special.
It is so hot being face fucked, and also, oh my god, this coffee cup is about to explode. What was I going to say? Oh, being face fucked is cool.
We just did a Patreon. We're like, it's X-rated, and then we just like talked about our feelings, and now we're like, now it's time for the Gen Pop. And
no, like, literally, the X-rated episode we just did was us being just completely earnest about like where we want to do with our careers in life, and this is us being like, within minute two, being like, I love fuck.
Me being like, do you lick his holes? In gay porn, they're always doing a thing where you like the bottom kind of sits on the top's face and sucks his dick, and they 69 that way, in a way that I feel like almost mixed like straight culture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Because I sometimes feel, yeah, I think we equally are on top during 69. Sometimes I like him on top because it almost feels better on my puss that he's like in control of the licking. And then I also like something about taking his dick and just being like submissive vibes makes me really wet.
Totally.
I wonder if I need to get a mug, because this is paper cups about to.
You're a mug.
You made me look like a mug.
That's like when I was a temp care receptionist, and I was in an office. It was in an office, and I always had to be sitting down, and you had to even tell someone if you were going to pee. You had to get someone to cover you if you were going to
That's
pee.
That's insane.
No one ever came into the office. It was like, didn't make any sense why. And I would always lose. But anyways, I was like on keto during this time, and so I was getting that like MCT oil, and I'll always remember like putting it in my coffee and walking back, and the MCT oil burning a ring in the cup and it dropping. Isn't that crazy? And I'm like, I'm about to pour this in my body.
That's so but, gross.
Oh my god, I was always like, what I hate about that job is when I tell you receptionist, what do you imagine those job responsibilities to be?
You answer and you say, hello, welcome to the office, who can I put you in touch with?
1000%.
They're not in right now, can I take a message? It's like,
yeah, question. you answer the phone and then you kind of just exist near the door, and you be the face of the reception area.
Yeah, that's the face of the brand.
That's what's enough for, but they were always having me do all this like organizational paperwork, which if you know me, that's not something I'm able to do.
That's not necessarily your strength, is what I'll say.
So I'm always getting these like invoices. I'm always like, if I was overwhelmed, I would just put them in a drawer or something. But then sometimes I would lose them and I couldn't find them. And I would always like, if I did go to the bathroom, I'd come back and this woman, Mary in accounting, would be literally going through my desk, like looking for them. And I would be like, get out of there, you. Get out of there, you. You'd have to shoo her away. She was always trying to, like... And she only whispered. There was a woman named Mary at that office that only whispered. And you wouldn't even know she was behind you until she would start whispering in your ear, have you seen this invoice?
Oh, God. Oh, that's hell.
Yeah.
I know. It's funny. It's like, all those people so many people I met at jobs like that I knew for, like, you know, 4 months, I do wonder about them. And I wonder if they...
Well, I had an amazing experience where, like, a listener of this pod then worked, shout out Stacy, then worked at the company I used to work at. I only worked there for, like, 6 months. It feels like a huge chunk of my life. And she messaged, and so I got, like, updates on everyone, which was really fun. I do remember, like, when it was, like, my temp term was, like, coming up, and they were like, are you going to stay? Having like this meeting with this guy, I'll say Jag, who made my life a living hell. And he was like, I was like, I'm not gonna do this anymore. And he was like, where do you see yourself in a year? And I was like,
at the Emmys in a blue suit.
Doing how you make money. Yeah, that was like fun. And because I remember like hearing myself say it, and I didn't realize that's really what I thought. But he was so hard. I remember, like, Patty, the woman who's my director, who I direct report to, she would always come over and she'd be like, you cannot bring a binder to Jag if you've done hole punching for him. If they're not completely lined up, he will lose it. And then she would, like,
Jag? To protect.
Yeah. And then to, like, protect me, she would, like, try to make sure. Name. Yeah. It was all really intense. Like, we would have to, like, take out a ruler and make sure all the pages were lined up exactly when we were through hole punching.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She would lose it.
What are your favorite baby names?
I'm obsessed with thinking about baby names. I don't know, like random ones, like nothing special.
Lately,
I would even maybe something random in the way where it's like, oh yeah, anyone could be named that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's you're not trying to be.
But yeah, you know what I mean? I need something to call it. For me, by the name, I'm like, I just need something to call it. Anything I'll do. You know what I mean?
Something to call it. That is so sweet.
I don't need it to be melodic.
I need to draw a tarot card. I haven't drawn one in a while. I have my deck right here. Don't you worry, pretty little head. Wait, I have to say this. So as you know, I just stepped out to grab a bagel and my coffee. And I don't know how to explain this. I don't look in any shape, way, or form good right now. Like, I am post-hospital, but I do have a shower. But my hair is natchy, looking kooky. Anyways, I'm wearing my... I am someone who, like, if I don't wear a bra, it doesn't look sexy. It's like, right now I should have, like, these, like, mounds underneath this sweatshirt. It's giving mounds, like the chocolate bar with coconut. Anyways, I'm waiting outside the door to pick up my food. And all I can say is the way the guy looked at me when he dropped off my food, he was completely in love with me.
Oh, really?
It was crazy. Like, be me waiting for the door.
Okay.
I wasn't being like that. That's the thing.
I'm not trying to be. This is not me being sexual. This is me being bored.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, and
I can't help it if it's I can't help it if it's hot. And you think I can't help it being a way where a delivery person would fall in love with me. I'm sorry. Let's start over again.
This isn't a good play because it's completely visual, but okay.
Well, we can put it on maybe. Okay. Oh, that's actually perfect for wrapping up Patreon because my food's here. I'm gonna go grab and bake all from the door.
Okay.
I'm gonna go towards the door. Is that for, oh, hey, is that for Catherine?
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
No problem. Cold out there. It's snowy today, huh?
Yeah. Bye.
All right. Well, I gotta go back and share this with my
boyfriend.
I'm largely monogamous with, so.
I am monog.
Anything that you think could have happened here today, it's not, maybe in a different world, in another lifetime, but. We can't be together. Go. Now. You need to go.
I'll always love you. I'll always love you.
You need to go before we start saying things we're going to regret. Thank you for the bagel. That's all this was to me.
Do you think they look at your order and judge you so hard?
I've never been like in that culture, actually. Like,
you have no shame. I'm always like, they know I'm the only one having these three curries delivered to my house.
You know, I did experience a bit of shame yesterday because...
new segment. When's the last time you felt a bit of shame?
Yeah. I felt a bit of shame yesterday because... one thing I'll say is during my last job, I started ordering with my coffee, like... Well, I started ordering coffee, which is always like,
it's not a good part.
Always spilling in the bag and stuff. But I started throwing in like the Starbucks, like bacon, egg and Gouda, which is so good.
You know what's even better is their sausage one is exquisite.
Oh, I'll never, ever do that. I will never do that.
You're lying to yourself.
No, I will never do that. I'm being 1000% truthful with myself. You will never catch me eating a sausage, egg and cheese. I swear to God, I will never have one until the day I die.
That's crazy. I love them.
Not me.
Well, you love Cliff Bars and I don't. I'm sorry. I am taking a bite. Don't be mad.
So anyways, so that I did during that job establish an addiction to Starbucks bacon, egg, and Gouda. Mm-hmm. And so then yesterday I woke up. I was so hungry. I didn't have any food in the house. As I addressed earlier, I did go to the grocery store early this morning. Mm-hmm. And so I ordered with my coffee a bacon, egg, and Gouda. Had it, consumed it, and then was so hungry later in the day. And I was like, if I'm honest with myself, like the thing that I want, the thing mm-hmm. that my body's asking for that I have to honor is another one. So then I ordered another one. Same delivery gal. And she goes, you know, for one thing, we don't need to acknowledge it. She goes, we meet again.
No, she didn't say that.
She said, we meet again. I was like,
I think she should be, she should be taken.
She should have her license revoked. Yeah.
Yeah, she's disbarred from being postmate.
Yeah, she did harm. She's number one. No harm.
Yeah, the one job of a postmate is to maintain anonymity, is to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's really, really scary what happened to you. I'm really sorry.
We meet again. It's like, yeah, I developed an addiction to these sandwiches. I'm excited because I bought, this isn't the same as from a restaurant, but, like, I did buy the, Boar's Head Gourmets, Chipotle Gourmets, which...
Yes!
It's not as good as when you get Chipotle mayo from a restaurant, but it'll...
But it could be worse.
It'll do the job, for sure. So I have that now in my toolbox, for these next 5 days that I have in New York City, Manhattan.
Oh my God.
New York City, Manhattan.
It's a good time to leave. It's kind of gross.
Yeah,
I feel like for the next month, it's kind of gross. It'll start being nice, like, in a month.
Though, when I went outside today, this kind of weather where it snowed, but it's, like, light out because it's day, reminds me of, like, being in an office and, like, everyone's going home early because of snow for some reason.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, like, I worked briefly in the promo department of True TV for 6 months, and, all the PAs were really good friends except for me. Like, they didn't really like me, but they still included me because they were nice. And I remember we were walking, we left and they were all going to happy hour, and I went to happy hour with them, and it was like snow outside and it was bright out.
That's a magical memory.
It's just reminding me of that, and it felt good because it was like, we don't have any more work. It's so funny that, like, whatever, I would be like, oh my god, like, this is like, I try to remind myself during this week especially where I feel so overwhelmed, and I'm like, there's no time, there's no time, there's no time. I'm like, Remember, you used to have to go to a job, like a 9-to-5.
I know.
That wasn't part of comedy at all. Like, you just never got that time back. Like, it had nothing to do with your actual career. And you don't have to do that anymore. So it's like, that is more, like, if I had it one of these days 6 years ago, it would have been, like, the best day of my life. Do you know what I mean?
But I know. The fact that I can wake up, do my podcast in my pajamas. It's amazing. Oh, it's really hard that I started eating my bagel because now I want to keep eating it, but I can't.
Yeah, that's my experience with bacon, egg, and gouda, which is, that is the last time I'll be saying that phrase on air.
I'm giving sick girl core because I got a Gatorade.
Oh, that is really sick girl core. Wait, first of all, I just want to say, when you say Gatorade, never forget the girl on my college cross country team with an eating disorder who said, after a long run, we've all run like 16 miles, we're enjoying lunch, and we were drinking Gatorade, and the senior girl, I was a freshman, announced to the table, blue Gatorade has something in it that gives you a layer of fat that you can never lose for your whole life.
That is so crazy.
No matter what. Yeah, I love that sentiment. I think that's an amazing sentiment. I wonder where she is today.
Probably doing well.
I remember she had this boyfriend when we started, and like when you're a freshman and like the seniors are partnered.
Oh my God. It's literally like they're married, like mom and dad.
You're like, they'll graduate in May and then they'll get married, and that will be it. And I remember like in like sophomore hearing they broke up and being like almost, and I did not know this girl, but I remember being like really shocked, and I was like, wow, like the seniors aren't all getting married to their partners from senior year.
I know, it's kind of like when your friends start dating people and you know a couple that's been together for like 1.5 or 2 years, and when they break up, it's like, no way. But they've been together two years.
I know. I'm like, when someone gets together sophomore year and they're still together senior year, you're like, wow. They are getting married. Like, in high school, I mean. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I was so, like, the one friends of mine that were coupled in high school are married, so I'm like, yeah, that's what happens.
Totally, yeah.
Now they have two gorgeous kids. For me,
no one from my high school really married. Well, actually, two people from my elementary school got married, but they weren't really dating in elementary school. And I guess that's it.
Oh, but I was going to say, interesting.
Sorry, what?
Just saw a weird text. We have to talk about Stolen Youth because I watched it. And I remember when the article came out, and I honestly, this is so embarrassing. I remember having the tab open for a long time, but being like, this is too long. I'm not in the mood to read this. I'm glad I didn't, because now I truly, the twists and turns of the story were unbelievable.
I've been saying this sentence a lot. I keep hearing myself say this sentence. You know, when you keep hearing yourself say a sentence, it's like, girl, stop saying that. I keep hearing myself say this. It really speaks to the fragility of the human mind.
It really does speak to that. And it also, to me, was just like, it is so fragile. You can be the smartest. I mean, it was absolutely heartbreaking. This family of like, these three kids.
Leave that family alone.
It was so insane. They come from this like working class family. They all work their way up to like the height of like blah, blah, blah. These crazy American institutions. This girl's going to Harvard,
Columbia
Medical School. She's a doctor.
Yeah.
And this random ass loser.
Yeah.
Fuck, like, disgusting gremlin is like.
I know.
You could just break someone down. I mean, he must have just been in prison studying like how to break down the human psyche. But slowly.
Yeah.
It starts with like the scratch on the pan. And then it's like all of a sudden, I mean, the poisoning.
They all thought they were not only being poisoned, but they were regularly confessing to poisoning everyone in their lives. So, like, not only have I been poisoned by Claudia, but I've been poisoning everyone at Sarah Lawrence for years. And it's like, no, you haven't, girl. But
it was really nice to watch. It was just so crazy, like the clips of Felicia when she's under his spell and like watching her like slowly break free. I was like, so moved to tears. That poor woman.
Well, totally. I know. She's so strong, though. I think she'll be... She's like a business consultant now.
She's incredible.
Like,
that whole family, I was like... Yeah. When they're making sandwiches together, I was like, literally... I'm like...
I know. Okay, wait, a few things. Do you know who his absolute mother was? The girl who like never got into it, but she just
I'm obsessed with her. The whole time she's like
fucking weird. Like,
yeah. Let me tell you this. If anyone's parents are living in your dorm, that's not allowed.
Run, don't walk away.
Well, especially like, if you're like, by the way, it's okay. They just got out of jail. Like, no.
I was fucking right. I went up to them. I said, y'all are fucking weird. Like, why are you guys fucking doing this weird shit? Anyways, I was kind of nervous about them. And I was like, I loved her. And then another thing is, for one, I think they underplayed the role of Adderall. Because I will say, when we saw Felicia at her worst, I was like, that literally was like how I would be like. Do you know what I mean? Like, I totally got it.
Is it because you can't sleep?
Yeah, you're awake for days, you're not eating, you have so much like dopamine being released into your brain that then like dries up kind of, and you just like have nothing left, like no more chem. And so you're just like this kind of like, you just become this thing. Like I think they did say early on they were like, yeah, he would like administer Adderall to us, but they never mentioned this. They never mentioned it again.
And that he was on it too, working through the night.
Yeah, well, they were doing so much yard work that I was like, no one's ever. I actually, no matter how much Adderall I was on, I would never do yard work. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. It was.
Secondly, there's one really disturbing clip where he's being abusive to one of the women, and like, but he's like bending over and he's wearing like boxer briefs, and it's like this really unflattering plumber's crack. And I was like, if I saw that, that would break me free of the cult. You know what I mean? If I saw my cult leader have a plumber's crack in that way, I'm out. I no longer am under the spell. Do you know what I mean?
No, it was so crazy because she's like, she's like, it was love at first sight. And I'm like, what? Anyways,
someone's that's a good point, but I'm not going to answer it because I know
it's literally the Gouda. It's Gouda girl. It's Gouda girl. Like, we meet again.
She was like, hey, you didn't order today. I figured you'd want a couple more Goudas.
It really goes to show you that, I guess, it's a shame that some people, I think it's a shame that people who are evil also can potentially be incredibly intelligent and therefore manipulative in a way that's like, can just break down anyone.
Totally.
But I also think him sort of targeting these people who like, you know, don't have a lot of resources, don't have strong connections to anyone. So he just finds these vulnerable people. It's disgusting. It's really insane.
Yeah, it really is awful. But I will say about him, it did seem like he was crazy in the way of like, I do think he believed his bizarre delusions. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Like,
I
think he really thought people were after him.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I agree.
It was hard to say.
I have a few questions after watching. One, where's Talia?
So that was my big thing. All right, so these are a couple of things. Okay. For one, my big question was some deal must have been worked out to protect Talia, because like we didn't get any information about her from the start. And then they're just like, she left and went back to college. And I was like, okay, like, and, like, did she think it was weird?
That her friend,
her literal
like,
ex.
Not her only ex her and ex, her best like, friend are fucking her dad on the Upper East Side.
Her ex and her ex's sisters are living with her dad on the Upper East Side. Secondly, that one guy who was like, yeah, it was my apartment. And like,
I know,
went back
I couldn't stop thinking about him.
He had all these kids trapped there, so I figured I better just not go back. I was like, okay, like maybe next time that happens again, spooky. I would like reach out to someone. Thirdly, I thought it was iconic when like at the end Isabella was still under his spell and like she
that
was
really
like,
scary.
Deemed competent to stand trial and like be arrested, and she was taking it as a huge win. And it's like, girl, this isn't a win. She's like, yeah, and they say, I'm not crazy enough to go to jail, so how about that? And I was like,
she was the saddest. I mean,
I know.
And her poor mom, you know, like the part that touched me the most for some reason was that her mom said that sometimes she feels like Isabella is like in her room or like sitting in the chair like, about to tell her something. I'm like, I got full body chills. I was like,
and she's been sober 20 years.
I know, we exist. I mean, here's what I'm going to say in general. Reality is so fragile.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we knew the truth, I just think like, I sound like I'm on drugs, but I'm actually just on coffee, Gatorade, Coke Zero, and a bagel. I'm running on the
Coke
fumes.
Coke Zero is so good. I can't believe what comforting is.
It's everything.
As someone who's been Diet Coke my whole life, like, it's so crazy that in my, like, mid-30s to all of a sudden pivot and
say
be,
it loud,
like,
say it
riding
proud.
So hard for Coke Zero. Like, I ride so fucking hard for that drink. It's crazy.
It's so easy to ride. It goes down so smooth.
It's yeah, they make it so easy to ride for that drink.
Anyways, I guess what I'm saying is I found it kind of comforting. I think like there's other dimensions and we're all connected. No offense. No offense.
Yeah. Also, do you think that guy was gay? Who like seemed kind of gay? No offense to
The
him.
hot one, the kind of hot one. No offense to
Yeah.
him. I don't know. I don't know. Us
Because like
being
he was like I
absolute.
thought I may yeah he was like I thought I may be gay. Larry said I wasn't. Now it's like follow up on that. Like
I
have you
knew you were gonna say
experimented? Like
that.
now that you're out, like what's been going
Thank
on,
God. I
girl?
mean, thank God he got out when he did that. That video was really, really disturbing.
Yeah, that was really
Anyways,
brutal.
sorry, sorry. If you haven't seen this documentary, it's fascinating. It's just an absolutely mind-blowing story that I guess, yeah, ultimately does point to the fragility of
Of the
the
human mind.
psyche, the human mind, and it just speaks to. I think it's so easy to watch that and be like, how could you not see? You're so crazy. But it's like the tactics these manipulators employ, like they're, what am I trying to say? I think it does a pretty good job of kind of explaining why or how these people fell under his spell. Do you
Yeah.
agree?
Yeah, it's so interesting too that they always like record the whole thing. Like
I mean,
there's
it's
always so
insane.
much footage, you know what I mean?
I know it's Keith Raniere.
But that's why I thought that he was believing it. Like I think he really felt like he had to have everything on. Like I think he in
Yeah.
some level was believing the bullshit or something, but I don't know.
But last thing I'll say is it was so fascinating that when they found the papers from his like divorce trial that a doctor testified that she couldn't possibly evaluate this man because he was just too manipulative and too insane. That was shocking.
Totally.
Anyways,
Any which
have you watched anything
ways.
else good lately, sweetie?
Well, you know I'm heavy into MILF Manor.
Oh, how do I watch that? What channel?
I buy it on Amazon on
Oh, see,
TLC
that's
from TLC.
exactly what's not going to happen for me.
Yeah, I'll buy anything on Amazon.
Oh
Ugh,
my
I'm so
God.
it's so bad for the environment to buy MILF Manor on Amazon, but someone I know is having one of the MILFs on his radio show today.
No.
So I'm really excited to see how that goes. I think it's being recorded right now as we speak.
Is the show done? Like, has it, or is it still in
No,
progress?
there's six episodes and the MILFs are still like
Well, I can get caught up on
exploring.
that. Maybe I'll save it for the plane. I have like a
Yeah.
13-hour flight tomorrow.
Well, I don't know how to watch things on a plane the way that you do, but it's okay, I'll read.
You know what it is? I don't know what to say. Is that that's like why I bought my iPad because on the iPad, like you can do it on a phone too, but you have to have like the Netflix app, the like Hulu
Yeah.
app, and then you can download. That's why I got my iPad. This is the most boring sentence ever
I
said.
wonder if I should get an iPad. No, I
No,
don't think so.
it really is like a burden. Like the fact that I even have to carry it with me is so embarrassing. But you know, when you have a 13-hour flight,
Yeah.
it's helpful.
One time I saw this former like professional sprinter who's now like a sprints coach post on Twitter, and she was like really wanting an iPad. Like, do you guys recommend it? Like, which one should I get? And literally every comment was like, it's not worth it. Don't get it. It's the same as a big phone. Like, don't get an iPad. Like, you don't need it. Like, for what you're saying you want it for, it wouldn't even be good. They don't need it. And then she's like, I still want it. I was like, okay, so why did you come to Twitter? You know what I mean? Like, you girl, you want an iPad for some reason. Like, that's okay. Like, but don't put us in this position.
Sometimes I do miss Twitter. I don't know if my life's. Sometimes I feel like. I think it's. I don't know. What I need to do is just like take notes in my phone instead of sending them off as tweets, and then I still have those thoughts there. Because I think that's what I used it for mostly. I'm like, well, I have a thought that I can maybe circle back to.
Yeah, I have been on Twitter. I've been kind of like more kind of like I don't care if this is funny or like received. Like I don't care if this gets a million likes or whatever.
Totalista. That's me on Tik, on TikTok, on my clock, because the party don't stop. You really never know what's going to go good on TikTok or not.
Let me see. Like,
You know that song that's on
also
TikTok
that.
right now? And it's over, and you don't exist, and I can't recall the last time
No.
I was kissed. I can't, and sure, and it feels like a movie. That song's really good.
I find out about TikTok songs like a couple months later than everyone else because I'm not really on
Totally.
the app,
You know my
you
other favorite
know.
TikTok song that I want to shout out? this girl that is so good. It goes, I can go to heaven with you, be the lucky seven with you. I can dress in time with you. She's at 11-11 with you. Her name is Maud. Her name is Maud Latour. And the song's called Heaven.
Her name is actually Maud Apatow.
Her name is Maud Apatow. And the song's really good. I can't stop listening to it.
I have a really funny story involving.
I saw that girl.
I wonder if I could say.
I saw that girl.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
I saw that girl at a place once.
I'm going to try to tell this story without exposing anyone. But, like, basically, like, after the Emmys, there was, like, the HBO after Emmys party. So I was there, and everyone was looking at this girl who was, like, really nicely dressed. I actually didn't recognize her. I didn't know who she was. But I kept seeing, like, friends talking to her, and I was like, all right, everyone, like, knows that girl. So then I'm talking to this person who I don't know super well. They're being really nice to me and whatever. And then they're like, they like wave at that girl. And it's like, who is that? Like, I don't know who that girl is. And the person's like, that's Maud Apatow. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, I didn't recognize her. Like, she looks great. I love her look. And so then the person does this. They go, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to her. I'm going to introduce you to her.
What?
So I'm like, okay.
Okay, like, I didn't need that.
I'm like, I don't need the person acts like he's doing me, like, like, I'm indebted to him for the rest of my life. Like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to introduce you to Maud Apatow. I'm going to make it happen. So then I'm like, okay. So like, yeah, come on. I'm going to do it. Let's go. Come on. I'm doing it. So I was like, okay. So I follow him over to her.
Oh,
and,
God.
Like,
oh,
she's talking over him. He stands her and talks to her. I'm standing 1 foot away. Never introduces me. I'm just standing near their conversation.
No.
Isn't that the funniest thing you've ever heard? And then I, like, walk away eventually. Like, so I'm like, this is stupid.
That is so interesting.
I know. But
well, the one time I saw her.
I don't think that person will remember that interaction enough. For one, they definitely don't listen to our podcast. I also think even if they somehow did, I don't think they would remember that interaction enough to.
Maybe they couldn't get an in. Maybe they just couldn't get an in.
Yeah. I want to say if somehow that person pieces together what I'm talking about, there's no. It's just more speaking to, like, what those events are like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I haven't been to it. I feel very strongly, like, as previously stated, like, unless I'm directly invited because I'm directly involved in something, I would rarely want to go to something like that. But
yeah,
I did see that girl once, and she looked like she was maybe on a date, and looked like she was having a really nice time. So
well, when
vibes,
I was
good vibes only.
At that party, she was with, like, an Irish boyfriend who actually did, while I was waiting to be introduced to her, I did make small talk with him, and he was very, very sweet and nice, and he was from Ireland, and I said, you know, I'm of Irish descent, and we were, like, connected over that.
I love that. I'm loving that for you. Yeah, God, those events. So wait, what's the event you're going to next month?
I'm going to an event next week at the WGA Awards. Which
there's
is
so many. I have to say, I say this with love. There's so many awards. Like, this weekend, there was, like, 17 awards.
There's WGA, there's SAG, there's PGA, which is producers, which is just so cool that all of these kind of, honestly, unions that kind of give us our health insurance also do an award show every year. Is, I think,
oh,
really
God.
Cool and special, and I think a key role that a union should be playing.
Did you see the clip of Jamie Lee Curtis, hander out of laptops, talking about Ariana DeBose rap? It was so good.
I saw, like, a piece of it. Can you believe, like, oh, whatever, I already talked about this yesterday, I can call her Andrea. But,
oh, it's okay.
But I didn't see that. I saw people talking about it. It was a George Severus, like, I haven't investigated that clip yet.
Right. What month is it? Oh, February. Oh, tomorrow's...
No, it's today is March.
No, it's the 28th.
You're right. I keep thinking the 27th.
It's a leap year.
Is it a leap year?
Isn't that what that means?
No, a leap year means when there's a 29. Is there a 29?
Oh, wait. Doesn't February normally have 27 days?
No, February normally has 28 days, famously.
Whoa. That's actually really scary that I didn't know that.
That honestly is cause for concern.
I'm gonna take my medication right now. I'm gonna take my medication pill right now.
It is not a leap year.
I don't work for this company, but I have to say these little things called cadence, these little, like, magnetic.
Your daughter's name. Your daughter's name.
Oh, did I already talk to you about that?
Next year.
I'm obsessed with these.
No, but you just said you want to name your daughter Cadence.
I did want
next
to.
Next year is a leap year. So everyone get
everyone
ready.
Buckle you up. You have a year to prepare.
Joel Kim Booster's birthday is February 29th.
I always thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That's really fascinating.
So, anyways.
Okay, I just took my Prozac pill.
Do you think it's interesting I'm not on medication anymore and, like, it's exactly the same?
I know I don't want to say anything bad, but I kind of am like, I might maybe in the spring or summer wean myself down from the Prozac because I just think there's other, I don't know, there's things I want to implement. I really want to find peace and I want to be grounded. And I
Yeah.
think if I prioritize those things, I might not need as much
Well, I think if
pills.
people need it, they should take it. Or if it helps them, they
100%. I
should
don't
take
mean
it.
to.
But
I just think.
I never felt like it was helpful to me. And then I like kind of weaned myself off by accident by keeping forgetting to take it. And then I was like, I guess I just don't take it anymore. And it didn't get worse. You know what I mean? I'm not crazier than I was.
You seem to be
I
doing
always was like
well.
this. You know what
My
I
friend was
mean?
always like that.
I was like it before, I was like it during, and I was like it after. There has to be a way to
You
not be like this, but I haven't stumbled upon that
know, like, maybe in my next 30
yet.
years.
Yeah, maybe not in this lifetime, sweetie. I do think about that, and there's still 11 years till I'm 35, till I'm 45, and 45 isn't that old, especially in gay.
45
So
is
that,
young.
yeah, so like 11 years is so much time to have, and then even once I'm 45, and there's still a solid 15 years till I'm 60. So there's a lot of time. There is a lot of time to be had, which is cool. I've not even been out of the closet. I've not even been gay for 10 years yet.
Oh my God. Wait, you're not even gay for 10 years?
Yeah, I've only been gay for like 9 years.
That's amazing. You know, I was just thinking, when did I have to... That's like, you know what that clip is like? It's like that clip of Shawn Mendes being like, he's talking about like mental health struggles, and the girl's like, yeah, I suffer from anxiety. And he goes, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Or it's like when I met Megan Fahey very briefly, and she was so sweet and so kind. And she and the person who was introducing her to us, I said, Pat has a podcast. And she said, with complete earnestness, that's amazing.
Oh my God, I love her. I love her. It is
Love her.
amazing. It
It
is
is
amazing. It was
amazing.
so funny yesterday when George was like, it just feels nice to make something. And you and her are like, is that what we're doing at
I
the end of the.
know. I
No,
know. He's.
I was actually thinking about it. I was like, no, I don't want to seem like. Because I do love doing the podcast. I think sometimes we get stressed out with scheduling in a way that then makes us feel like, what are we doing? But in general, at the heart of it, I love making something.
I love making something. Did I sell
Let's do another
it?
take. Let's do another take.
Yeah.
Who should
That's like when
we?
I was doing the gay Walmart ad, and the director had to be like, Pat, can we do another line read of that? Every time you say the word Walmart, it's sounding like a pejorative.
I have two questions for our listeners. Okay. My first question is there, are there, you know what I would say? My first question is, are there any guests you would love to hear on the show? Please comment on one of our comment on our TikTok or Instagram posts from the Seek Treatment account if there's guests you want to hear. My other thing is more of a question, which is I, as you guys know, I became fully addicted to the C Word, which is a podcast hosted by Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. That's like completely changed my life. It's like broken open my brain. I'm so grateful for it. But I've officially listened to every single episode and I'm really sad. And so I need, if any of you understand what that podcast is like and how special it is, can you recommend something else for me to listen to? Because first of all, I can't recommend it enough. It couldn't be more different than this. This is complete garbage. They actually talk about things that are fascinating and empowering and inspiring. But anyways, if you have any other podcast recs that are not true crime, that because I'm trying to not listen to that as much anymore, please send them my way. Pat's fully asleep.
Yeah, no, I'm just laughing because I thought of something funny.
But you can't tell me.
I can tell you off the air waves.
Into the airways. What's that song?
Right now it feels very like February break to me because I'm like in between. I'm on my like very set 1 week off, and
Yeah.
if there's snow on the ground, I'm like running, but I'm not sure how much I should be running, which is very February break. And the sensation of February break to me is so connected with The Sims. It's not even funny.
Oh my God.
Because
Caramel
on February
yogurt.
break, for something about February break, I would go off on The Sims on February break. What are you doing the rest of the
Well, I'm going into the city to get my prescriptions and pick up some packages from my actual apartment. And then I guess I'm gonna like pack.
I wonder how much. I wonder how much stuff I'll bring to LA for 10 weeks.
I would say, in my experience, don't bring too much because you're not really going to use it and you're just going to be annoyed that you have it with you. And you can
totally. Anything especially because I'll be
you can buy whatever
least,
you need in LA.
I'll be moving at least once.
I would, what I think is, you know, I think I've got this down to a science now. I would bring two medium-sized suitcases instead of like one giant one that's annoying to carry around.
Yeah, I want to bring my pull-up bar, so I might need to bring one big one.
Why don't you just order a pull-up bar when you get there?
But then I'll still be moving when I get there at least once. So then I'm like, what, carrying a pull-up bar when I move? I think I think I'm gonna bring one big one.
How can you trust a pull-up bar? Like, where does it go on?
Well, you get them and it like sits on the ledge of the it sits on the door frame. It stays.
Really? I don't trust that. I guess because every apartment I've lived in is like made of fake walls and doors that are made of true tissue paper. So
yeah, I will say pull-ups are one of those things that, like, dads love to tell you, like, if you can do only one exercise for everything, just do pull-ups, man. Like, they work everything. Like, they're great. And I will say they really only work your back in my experience, but whatever.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I went to the gym for the first time recently. I took an amazing yoga class at Equinox Williamsburg. Shout out to that teacher. I can't remember her name, but it was incredible. And I actually felt... I was like, this is community. I actually felt really communal.
Yeah. I kind of like...
My lower back hurts all the time now. Do you think it's because my butt and abs are weak or what?
I have no idea, but I do know I need to stretch my hips. Like, it's getting crazy. And I was doing really good with it, but there's just not enough time in the day to do all the things. And so, like, stretching has been, like, something I've been kind of cutting out.
Yeah, I think I'll get my life in order and then just take it easy tonight before my big flight to Argentina tomorrow. I'm so glad we got to record these episodes this week. It makes me feel so calm.
Totally. Yeah, it's good that we'll have some in the bank.
And then also, what are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just going to be running around with the cheek of my head cut off. I'm supposed to have a call with my hashtag team that I'm being a little brat about. And then I'll probably go to my secret club and I will run however much. I'm just in a phase where it's like I'm running by however much feels right that day, which is actually really evolved with me because I will say this, like, taking a step back and reassessing isn't something I would have been able to do when I was younger. I would have been like, I just have to get it in. And, like, even if it's not even being helpful to me, so I'll run at some point and just try to, like, work on, like, cleaning up my apartment and getting it, like, ready and stuff.
Fab, do you have a crush of the week?
My crush of the week will be Charlene from MILF Manor, who I connect with because in the first scene she walked in and immediately self-identified as the least attractive MILF, and which isn't even true. She's like, I'm not as attractive as these women. And I was like, Charlene, yes you are,
Charlene.
But she kind of stepped into her confidence and now she's known as being the MILF who, like, really asks for what she wants sexually.
Okay, interesting.
And then there's a rumor that someone told me that she's Christian. She's a Christian MILF, but that hasn't come into the show yet. Yeah,
that's tough.
But I really wanted to come into the show, but it hasn't.
Let it come into the show.
And the person who told me is like, maybe I made that up. But
let
he said something to him. Yeah. Do you have a crush of the week?
My crush of the week is the human spirit, the strength of it, the frailty of it, the power of it. And my other crush of the week is, okay, this is hard. I'm watching Winter Love Island, and I'm a little behind. But first of all,
I'm really behind.
I think at this point, no spoilers. At this point, I really don't trust Olivia.
I love Olivia.
Which season? The current one?
The ring girl.
Yeah, Pat. No, it's
oh,
not
I
it.
Like her. I like her.
Keep watching.
Okay,
keep watching.
I'm pretty
and
early.
And then I had to also watch. I used to really like Tanya, and now I'm watching her be. I just am worried about her because she is incredibly manipulative and a little scary. Because I'm Team Shaq. My favorites are Shaq. I love Will and Jesse, even though at the beginning I didn't, and now I do.
I don't know if I'm up to them yet.
And actually, Tom's grown on me. Ron can still get fucked. And
yeah, Ron sucks.
Ron sorks, dorks. That's all I got. So I am excited to get caught up. It's been a really good season. And My other crush of the week is how the world in the way that in which it offers itself to you. And I'm excited to go travel tomorrow. I'm going to draw
oh, wait, we'll
a tarot
say,
card for us before I
go. I'm at the season finale of Traders UK. So if you haven't watched, plug up. But I'm so I love my other crush of the week is Amanda. I loved Amanda. And I'm so
of course,
annoyed. Like,
Amanda's incredible.
She just got like caught. And I want Wolf to get caught so badly. And I'm just
it's,
and I'm also,
yeah, all I'm saying is the ending is really, really good.
I'm really excited for Hannah to learn that Wolf is a traitor because she's gonna lose it. We have to do a show with Hannah. We have to have Hannah on the pod. She's a comedian.
No, I know. I actually was gonna say she is friends with Sakisa, one of the comedians that opened for me in London.
And we should get her
said,
on.
We will. Yeah, we should have both of them on.
Yeah.
Sakisa said Hannah's amazing, and we have to get both of them on. I can't wait for you to watch. I also feel like
I love
wrong,
the
but girl. I feel like you have a crush on Kieran.
Oh, a little bit for sure, but I didn't need them to come back into the game, so like I resent them because I'm like they haven't had to be there.
I know, but just watch.
Though anyway. I have a crush. I will say like both of them, their energies are really hot to me. Like they're
of
both,
course.
They both seem so like responsible and like
they're
smart
alpha,
and, like they're alpha and like kind of scary in like a cool way.
Do you want me to draw a tarot card for you?
Yeah.
Okay. For myself, I drew the Four of Wands, and for you, I drew the Two of Cups. So now, in my tarot practice is then I Google what they mean because I still don't know all of them. So
mm-hmm.
Four of Wands and Two of Cups. They both look beautiful so far. Mine is a card of joyful celebration, blissful happiness, and appreciation for the good things in life. Yes. Yours is the Two of Cups. Okay, wait. Where? Oh my God. The Two of Cups is the flow of love between two people. With this card, you are creating deep connections and partnerships based on shared values, compassion,
no.
and unconditional love. While these relationships are still in early stages, they have the potential to grow.
Are you serious?
When the Two of Cups appears in a tarot reading, you may enter a new partnership, perhaps with a lover, friend, or business partner. You're both focusing on creating a relationship that's mutually beneficial. You see eye to eye. In a romantic relationship, the Two of Cups shows a blossoming new union based on mutual attraction. There's a physical and soul connection that leaves you giddy and weak at the knees. You bring out the best in each other. In a business partnership, the Two of Cups is a sign you're both on the same wavelength and share a similar vision for the new venture you're creating together. Us recording four episodes in 1 week. Okay. Anyways,
wow, that's crazy.
Kind of cool when you think about it, girl.
All right, cool.
Okay,
well.
Fun. Now he likes tarot, I bet. that feeling when he likes tarot. Okay, so
right.
Let's wrap it. What was I going
to
say?
Do you feel hot today? We have to do hot. Do you feel hot today?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess I do. Same as earlier.
I don't care anymore because I'm only interested in the human spirit and the strength and frailty of it.
Exactly. Are you mad at me?
No, not at all. I'm so grateful for you. I love you so much.
Likewise.
Slay mama.
All right.
And we'll talk to you soon. Love you, team.
Bye-bye. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck.